episode of the Mind Body Marathon. And today it's another solo journey with your host, Dr. Leo Kormanek. And today we're going to chat about New Year's resolutions. And that topic that is a little bit of a controversy. I think some people really enjoy it. I think some people really hate it. Me personally, I've never actually done one. But I do overall think it's a fascinating topic because I think the process of self-reflection and trying to understand how to improve yourself and that internal audit of, yes, I like these habits, no, I don't like these habits, I think that's a healthy process in general. What's fascinating about New Year's resolutions is about 85% fail by mid-February, so they're pretty unsuccessful. And I think, you know, I think part of that process is that we have this mindset of, you know, so overall, I'm going to kind of chat about what are some goals that you should potentially look at with improving your chances of making it a successful endeavor. And then also, I kind of want to cover a little bit of research on different techniques to keep the spirit alive throughout the whole year in terms of trying to improve your general cord. But again, as we all know, anybody that's tried it, it's an easy thing to fail on. And I think that's ultimately because when we look at why we do a New Year's resolution, it's mostly because we don't like something about ourselves. Maybe we don't like how we're acting, or maybe we don't like, you know, the way we look, or, you know, any of those, anything, maybe we don't like about how we think about a certain thing, or we're dwelling on a certain thing, whatever idiosyncrasy that you might have that is leading you to think that, yes, I want to make this a better year by lopping off this particular thing. I think the thought process of being aware that something can be negative is important, but I also think just as important, the thought process of doing something to eliminate that thing is probably the wrong way to go about it. And what I mean by this is, instead of thinking like, oh man, I hate how I look, and so I don't want to eat, you know, a certain amount of food throughout the year or throughout the day, I want to focus on like eliminating these certain things. Well, I think that's an okay measure. And meaning, yes, it's smart to be aware that you should eliminate sugar or eliminate, you know, all the caffeine or coffee or something like that. But I also think that instead of focusing on eliminating it, I would focus on something that empowers you to eliminate it. And so what I mean by that is, say you're highly addicted to caffeine, you're trying to get off caffeine for the year, or you're trying to like limit your amount of coffee intake, well then find other ways to get energy, right? So focus on maybe taking exogenous ketones, or maybe doing a dex meter or something like that, continuous glucose monitor that will measure your highs and lows of sugar so you understand energy intake and flow throughout the day so you don't need as much of a pickup with caffeine. Or say you're trying to eliminate sugar, well don't focus on eliminating sugar. Focus on maybe something like eating more fruits and vegetables, and then over time, your palate will change, and then eating sugar will just taste bad, and you won't want it, and you don't like the way you feel. And so, again, the main theme being focus on what empowers you and do an action that allows you to make positive changes that then makes it easier to eliminate the negative ones. And almost as a consequence of that, I think that's more important to focus on. In general, you want to focus on what you are good at throughout the year, and that'll help you lop off what you're bad at. Because, you know, like I say with running, our brains are very goal oriented. So again, yeah, I want athletes to, in patience, to focus on early victories. And then that builds confidence to then conquer more difficult things. So say you know, you want to lose weight this year. You know, you want to lose 20 or 30 pounds. Well, then think of something crazy. Like if you've never run a marathon, think, all right, I'm just going to run a marathon this year. I'm going to do it. And then throughout the year, you will kind of like wrestle with this idea. And then maybe you start with a 5K, then you hit a 10K, then you work your way up to eventually a marathon. Along that way, you're building confidence. See, I can do this. See, I can do this. And then what ends up ultimately happening is as a consequence of that, you get to the end of the year and you've lost the 20, 30 pounds, but you weren't even really focused on that. You were just focused on outcomes that were easily measurable. And then that built confidence and that allows you to be very positive. And in this instance, you know, I always joke with runners, like, you know, when I was in college, if a bunch of runners were sitting at a table and somebody's eating like crap and somebody's eating really healthy, we would often joke like we knew which athlete was injured, because typically when you're injured, you're just like, oh, what the heck, you know, I can't even run anyways, I might as well just eat like crap. But if you're on the positive side of things, you're very healthy, you're fitter than ever, well, then you're going to be like, you want to foster that, right? So you want to eat better, you want to sleep better. So you're really focusing on those kind of things. And I think that ultimately builds the resolution and makes it a better construct. So focus on the early battles, focus on confident building things, and that'll help get you to the next level of basically completing the resolution that you would like. You know, I do think it's really important for all of us to really choose something every year that scares us to do, right? So that might mean, you know, hike a mountain. That might mean try to swim a mile. That might mean, like I referenced earlier, running really far distances or doing something that just scares you, because that will get you out of this victim and woe is me mindset, so that even if you make a resolution and you're not doing a great job complying, well, at least you're winning in other ways and you're not going to walk away so guilty and frustrated. But if you don't ever make some sort of large goal for yourself and really try to like lean into that and improve yourself in that way, then you're just going to always be frustrated by failing on these all these little instances. And that's just not okay. Like we all sort of need to be lifted up and empowered in certain ways. And ultimately, you just want to construct your year so that's going to be the process. One of the things that you can do is, you know, basically try to really get at the core of, so say you have a habit you want to break, like you want to break eating sugar, you want to break your cathartic behavior, or like being angry all the time, or being a negative person. Or you want to improve being social or something like that. I would really focus on what's at the core of why you do this particular thing. If you overeat, why? Why do you overeat? If you don't like to exercise, why? Why don't you like to exercise? Is it the way it makes you feel? Is it the fact that it hurts? Is it, you know, the fact that you always get injured? Like what is the reason why you're avoiding this particular outcome? And when you get to the core of that, then it makes it a lot easier to figure out ways to improve yourself. So I would, before you even make the resolution, figure out why you don't like a particular thing about yourself, get to the core of that, and then create a positive, actionable item that addresses the core issue rather than trying to just eliminate the symptom of the core issue. So say you want to exercise more this year, right? That's a thing that you want to do. You want to exercise at least 3 days a week this year. Well, then you got to look at yourself like, why don't I like to exercise in the first place? And then when you figure that out, then you can set up carrots along the way that make it more exciting or make it more interesting or make it more of a fun challenge so that you look forward to these things rather than it being a negative thing. So I think that's a really important thing you can do. So creating positive, actionable items. The other thing that I think we can all do better with is creating vision boards. And this is something I've really gotten to do over the last couple of years. And so when I kind of come to the new year, I just develop a couple different things. I develop like a key word for the year. It might be like gratitude. It might be like focus. It might be like reflect, you know, meditate, breathe, you know, just something, some conceptual overarching word that in your mind allows you to work towards the outcome that you're looking for with the resolution, right? So, you know, say you want to be more kind this year. You want to not be so angry at everything. Well, then focus on gratitude. That's an obvious answer there. When you focus on gratitude, then you are aware of all the positives around you. You know, you tend to look at the positive in people now and not the negative. You tend to be very thankful for things that are very basic around you, like having a car and having food on the table. That's a really empowering thing there. You know, for me, I think last year it was balance. The word of the year for 2025 for me was balance. Just really understanding that I can do anything I want, but I can't do everything I want. And I think that's a really, really, really important concept for me. So I encourage everybody to kind of have like a tagline in a word of for the year to kind of tie into their vision board. And then on the vision board, you focus on things that you want and things that you want to manifest in your life and not things that you want to get rid of. So yes, you might want to eliminate debt or eliminate calories or eliminate habits. Well, if you focus on positive things in the vision board, the brain will be like, this is awesome. I'm working on these positive goals. And then it will then lop off the things it knows that it's bad subconsciously. And next thing you know, you'll go months and you'll be like, wait a minute, I didn't even realize that I stopped doing X, Y, and Z. And it's because you were so focused on the positives and so focused on other things that were empowering you. So I think that's a really, really important concept. So lean into a vision board. It doesn't have to be super complicated. Basically just put pictures and images. If you go to like, if you set up like a Canva, this is what I did. If you set up like a Canva account and then you just pull all these stock photos of things that you like. So for instance, on my phone, on the cover vision board for my phone, I had the word balance on there. I had focus on there. I had... I can do anything, but I can't do everything. Meaning I tend to be the person that whenever I get something in my mind, I have to do it right then and there. And then it just creates like all these loose ends because I'm constantly thinking of new ideas and I can't settle any one of these things down. So I needed to understand like, look, I know I can do pretty much whatever I put my mind to, but do I actually want to do those things? Or are they just interesting thought experiments? And so I really needed to conquer that. Then I put a bunch of photos on there. Like I put photos of the beach. I put photos of, for marriage, like two hands holding. I put, obviously the beach for vacation and things like that. I put a boat because we're going on a cruise. Put more fruits and veggies. I wanted to focus on a lot more fruits and veggies for the year. So I put a big photo of just fruits and veggies. So every time I look at my phone, I think of fruits and veggies. And it's true. It absolutely works into your subconscious. And I did actually do pretty much everything that was on the vision board for the year. And I put it as the background of my phone. And so that way, anytime I look at my phone, I always see these words and I always see these concepts and my brain focuses on the positives. And I think that's a really cool thing you can do to enhance this experience. And I think lastly, you know, kind of moving past the vision board concept, I think lastly, I would focus on habit stacking. And so if you really want to do better, so say you want to run a marathon, but you're always getting injured and you think, so then you go to the doctor and then, you know, we tell you, hey, like you probably should do better about strengthening certain muscles. Well, then you think to yourself, okay, I want to exercise. And so that means I need to strengthen certain muscles. So then maybe I can do those exercises right before I brush my teeth. So that's called habit stacking, where you already have a habit that you have, like making coffee, brushing your teeth, you know, whatever nighttime ritual you have. You can then add another positive thing to that that will lead towards your resolution. So in that instance, before you brush your teeth, you can do 20 air squats. And then all of a sudden, if you add that up in a year, like that's like literally thousands of more squats that you would have never done had you not linked that to brushing your teeth. And had you not known that you don't like to exercise because you always seem to get injured, and now all of a sudden it's a positive thing that every time you're brushing your teeth, you were working towards staying healthy, right? And so, you know, maybe it's, you know, every time you make coffee in the morning, you look at your bank account. So that way you know how much is in your bank account and you don't rely on your credit cards, right? Like, and then you focus on the positive spending of actual funds that you have and not focusing on, you know, getting more in debt. So you can play with this all you want. Habit stacking is a very cool thing to do. You know, you can, like I said, put a very positive thing to it, like meditate before you drink coffee, meditate for 5 minutes before you have your coffee. You know, do breathing exercises before you do your nighttime ritual of going to bed, you know, whatever that might be. So I hope this episode was a fun one for you and kind of giving some insights as to how my brain works with some of these things and how my brain works with creating a positive experience for reflection and trying to improve yourself in 2026. So, and cheers to everybody for a great 2026 coming up. And I hope everybody conquers what they hope to conquer, kind of move past the original construct of a New Year's resolution and focus on positive things and focus on habit stacking and focus on creating vision boards and winning little battles along the way. And that will make it a much more effective strategy for a New Year's resolution in 2026. Thank you.
Dr. Leo here. Be sure to check out my new book, Faster Without Fail, Your Guide to Overcoming Injuries and Running Faster Than Ever. It is now available on Amazon. You could read reviews on the Amazon. You can check out what other people have said about it. But basically, if you want to revolutionize your running form and better understand how to stay injury-free within the sport, this is your guide. Feel free to reach out and let us know what you think of the book. I would love to hear your feedback. But again, please check it out on Amazon. Faster Without Fail. Appreciate it. Dr. Leo here. If you want to catch me in another setting, be sure to check out my YouTube page, Running Rehab, where you will find exercises on how to stay healthy with running, how to improve your running form, and a bunch of other tips and tricks on how to get over common injuries.